From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea. This coming in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more on the story.
North Korea conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test to date on Sunday, quickly drawing international condemnation. At the UN, Nikki Haley had a stern warning for dictator Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Haley said the U.S. would circulate a new sanctions resolution to council members and expected to quickly bring it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Also at the United Nations, the Security Council will hold an urgent meeting this week on the continuing violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced nearly 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The meeting, which has been scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden after Zaid Raad al-Hussein, the UN's human rights chief, referred to the treatment of the Rohingyas as, quote, a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Zaid told the Human Rights Council his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out extrajudicial killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Rakhine State. This is VOA News. Residents of the Florida Keys may not be able to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left behind in Hurricane Irma's wake. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island, wrecked roads and bridges, and washed away homes and cars. Meanwhile, in the Caribbean, numerous small islands, such as Barbuda, have been left in a total state of ruin. VOA's Zlatica Hoek has more.
On her way to Florida, Irma wreaked havoc in the Caribbean. Almost all of the homes were destroyed on the island of Barbuda. Ronald Sanders, Barbuda and Antigua ambassador to the United States, told VOA that it was the worst storm to hit Barbuda in 300 years and that all the residents had to be moved off the island.
There's no electricity, no potable water, no buildings in which to live.
The ambassador said the rebuilding will require structures that can withstand future storms that are bound to become stronger as a result of climate change. A weakened but still dangerous storm is now moving through Georgia toward Alabama. Both states have declared a state of emergency. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The Iraqi parliament on Tuesday condemned a referendum vote slated for later this month that could possibly grant independence to Iraqi Kurds. Kurds in their self-ruled region of Iraq plan to hold their vote September 25th, although the parliament called the vote unconstitutional. The parliament on its website referred to the referendum as, quote, a threat to Iraq's integrity, and said in its ruling that the central government should take all necessary measures to preserve unity in the country. The parliamentary session Tuesday was boycotted by all Kurdish members. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order on Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the court takes up the matter, likely in a matter of days. Tuesday marks the start of a month-long voluntary vote in Australia that could eventually legalize same-sex marriage. As many as 16 million Australians will receive a mail-in ballot asking them to either vote yes or no on the issue and mail it back by November. If a majority of the ballots are marked yes, Parliament will follow through with a formal vote in December. A new opinion survey released Tuesday indicates that approximately 70% of those questioned said they support same-sex marriage. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.